You're listening to WMUK. I'm Andy Robbins. Some veterans of combat deployments to Afghanistan and Iraq come home with mental and spiritual wounds as well as physical injuries, and many don't know how to ask for help coping with them. But as WMUK's Jerry Malik reports, a five-year-old all-volunteer program in Michigan is stepping up. The Buddy to Buddy program links veterans with fellow vets who need help obtaining services and benefits or who just need someone to talk with, someone who understands what they're going through.
I think it's critical. I think it's what makes our program so successful.
That's Buddy to Buddy volunteer veteran program coordinator Stephanie Zarb as she describes the formula behind the program, Veterans Helping Fellow Veterans.
We've been conditioned our whole lives to drive on, change our socks, take some aspirin, and keep going forward. So we're really bad at stopping and saying, wait a minute, I need some help here.
Zarb says veterans may seek help from the VA or from state or county programs, but often get discouraged during what can be a complicated process. And that's where a fellow veteran, a volunteer who's been there before, can help get them the help they need. Zarb, an Air Force veteran, deployed to Iraq twice during her 6 years. And she was all set to make the military a career until she received a diagnosis that dramatically changed the course of her life.
I was diagnosed with something called chronic migraine syndrome. And because of that, I couldn't fly anymore. So I was expecting to make a career. The military had sort of had my whole life going in that direction. And then in a blink of an eye, it was gone.
After going through the military's Transition Assistance Program, or TAPS, Zarb soon found herself back in her home state of Michigan with 6 years' experience as a military officer, a master's degree, and a low-paying job.
So I was really shocked to find myself 6 months later. I was working part-time for minimum wage, couldn't find a job, really didn't know where to go, where to turn.
Then her luck turned around. She met a friend who referred her to an opening at the Boeing Company in Seattle, where she made her home for about a year. Afterwards, fate put Zarb in her current position as the Buddy to Buddy Volunteer Veteran Coordinator.
And I just kept thinking, this is what needs to be happening. This is what everyone should be doing.
Nearly half of the volunteers in the Michigan-based program are veterans of the Vietnam War. Southwest Michigan Regional Coordinator Bob Short is one of them, and he knows exactly what other veterans are going through.
I remember very well, even though it was 45 years ago, what it was like to come home and feel like a fish out of water for a while and flounder and have to find my own way. And a lot of us now are at a point in our lives where we have the time to help other people, and helping this current generation of veterans is time well spent.
Short says that's why he decided to get involved with the Buddy to Buddy program. He knew that there were many former warriors who had the courage to serve their country but had trouble asking for help. He recalls helping a veteran recently redeployed from Iraq who was forced to leave the military earlier than expected because of an injury. His mother, who gave us permission to share this story, called Short to see if he could help her son and told him,
he's home, he's angry, he won't talk to anyone, he's drinking, the whole gamut of the whole scenario. And all I could really say at that point was, see if you can get him to call me, and I'll meet him and we'll talk.
Nearly 3 months passed, and Short called the mother back to check in and once again encourage her son to contact him. The second time was the charm, and the veteran returned the call.
He was a very angry young man. He was, you could just sense it. You could hear it in his tone. He didn't know how I could possibly help him, but he was, at least reaching out.
Short and two other volunteers met with him over a two-hour breakfast just to listen and present ideas. Ideas that he accepted and began to work on. Some time had passed, and then Short heard the news that the veteran had been killed in an auto accident. Short says he wondered if it was a case of suicide, and then he got a call from the man's mother.
I apologized for not, following up more, not spending more time with him, and she goes, oh no. She says, you have it all wrong. She said, the one meeting you guys had with him, for some reason, turned his life around. He was on a much more positive track. She said he stopped sleeping with a loaded pistol. He started having long conversations with his mother at night. He started thinking about going to school. He was going to get a dog. He was making all kinds of plans for the future. She said he did not commit suicide.
The Buddy to Buddy program always needs more volunteers. Training is available for those interested. All it takes is an interest to help out other veterans. Zarb and Short say age is not a factor.
We have all worn a uniform. We have mutual respect based on the fact that we have all served at one time or another. So we respect one another for that. We can talk to one another in a way that oftentimes other people, you know, we can't talk to people who have not served.
Although the Buddy to Buddy Volunteer Veteran Program is only available now in Michigan, organizers hope to expand it into other parts of the country to reach more veterans who are in need of help. You'll find links to more information about how to get involved at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Jerry Malik.